This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, bringing you producers' lubrication domination. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I love talking with producers. I love being out on farms and ranches. Large operations and small ones, producing every crop imaginable. There is a common denominator in what I hear these days is how you are under increasing pressure in agriculture to find efficiencies wherever and whenever you can. Well, I want you to know that Mystic Lubricants can help you by extending the life of your equipment and avoiding costly breakdowns. From Mystic's JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils to the JT6 Mystic Grease, to the JT5 Universal Transhydraulic Fluid, the Mystic Legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions. And maybe to take a little bit of the pressure off your shoulders whenever possible, producers. That's lubrication domination, they call it. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to the website, mysticlubes.com. It's spelled M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. The winds hit 70 miles an hour when that front went through McHenry County, Illinois. Northwest of Chicago yesterday, there was damage, and there were power disruptions. 70 miles an hour. Why, that's stronger wind than some of us who were down in North Carolina experienced when Hurricane Florence went through there. Though those winds of Florence did last much longer. From This Week in Agribusiness, World Dairy Expo will be going on a week from now, Madison, Wisconsin. The Dairy Expo, a five-day event, serves as a forum for dairy producers, companies, organizations, dairy enthusiasts to come together. Some of them compete. Others exchange ideas and knowledge and technology. The host state, Wisconsin, has lost more than 400 dairy farms this year. Not cows, but farms. The surviving dairy operations are getting larger, and there are still well over 8,000 of those milk-producing farms in the state known as America's Dairyland. Minnesota U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar could be among those doing the questioning tomorrow at Judge Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court appointee hearing. She is a lawyer by training. And the senator was once the Hennepin County, Minnesota, district attorney. Have you heard this? That according to a wedding industry research company, the average American wedding costs over $25,000, though many are significantly more expensive than that. This according to the Wedding Report Incorporated. Flowers, dresses, tuxedos, food, rings can all rack up a large bill for the families of the couple, or the couple themselves, and that's not counting the bill from wedding planners, who may be hired to make everything move smoothly. Many of the most expensive states to host a wedding are in the Northeast, the least expensive in the South. Here in the Heartland, we're in between. The most expensive state in our region for weddings is Minnesota, and it's way down at 17th. North Dakota is 19th. That's today's Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.